This is the Chamber Chat Podcast, the show dedicated to chamber professionals to spark ideas and to get actionable tips and strategies to better serve your members and community.
And now your host. He believes in the philosophy of being more interested than interesting. He's my dad, Brandon Burton.
Welcome to Chamber Chat Podcast. This is your host, Brandon Burton, and it is my goal to introduce you to people and ideas so you can better serve your chamber members and your community. If you happen to be new to listening to Chamber Chat Podcast, I would invite you to check out our Get Started page found at chamberchatpodcast.com/start, where you can get some ideas for some non-dues revenue sources, as well as our free chamber podcasting guide. In case you've ever considered doing a podcast for your own chamber, you can check that out. But today, our guest is Sherry Pash, and Sherry is the founder of Strategic Solutions for Growth, a training and coaching company headquartered in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her work focus is on sustainable member and volunteer growth, which requires much more than just maintaining the status quo. It calls for innovation, creativity, and a strategic approach. She also conducts board of director planning and goal setting sessions and works alongside her clients to take their efforts to the next level. That's why chambers of commerce throughout the U.S. and Canada are turning to Sherry. In addition, Sherry is a dynamic conference presenter for many national associations, including Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, Institute for Organizational Management, Canadian Chamber of Commerce Executives, National Home Builders Association, and Canadian Home Builders Association. As a highly sought-after industry professional, she's regularly invited to share her knowledge at state and provincial conferences across the U.S. and Canada. I'm grateful to have Sherry with us today on Chamber Chat Podcast, and maybe just a little bit of background is a few weeks ago, she was presenting on one of the IOM webinars, and she had mentioned something about testimonials, gathering testimonials from your chamber members, especially throughout this time of the COVID pandemic. And that got me thinking that there's a whole nother level that we can kind of dive into about testimonial strategies. So I invited Sherry to come on the show to share some of her knowledge with us about this. And we will get into this discussion as soon as we hear from our sponsor. Every chamber is looking for new ways to increase their non-dues revenue. Has your chamber found a good affinity program? I have a great affinity program to offer your chamber that will continue to increase in revenue year after year. I want to introduce you to SwipeIt for all of your credit card processing needs. SwipeIt has a unique affinity program that 1. Lowers your credit card processing fees at the chamber, 2. Helps your chamber members be more profitable, and 3. Provides recurring non-dues revenue to your chamber. To learn more, please visit chamberchatpodcast.com/cc for credit card. Again, chamberchatpodcast.com/cc and get swiping with SwipeIt. All right, Sherry, we are back. Thank you for joining us today on Chamber Chat Podcast. If you would take a moment to say hello to all the chamber champions out there that are listening and share something interesting about yourself so we can all get to know you a little better.
Oh, thanks, Brandon. And thanks for inviting me to be with you all today. Really exciting to spend some time together here. Not know how interesting it is, but I'm really excited. I'm in my 10th year of doing this now. And like many of you guys, I miss, you know, seeing everyone at conference. But also, I think the main thing that I find fascinating is I'm blessed to have retired from Michigan State University at a really young age. And so I get to live my dream right now. And that to me is really cool. I retired and went to be VP of sales at our convention bureau for a few years and then contracted as a VP with a local chamber. And, you know, I love what I'm doing, what my long-term goal was all those years ago, to really be a coach and trainer. And here I am 10 years into it. So truly, if any of you who are listening have that bug, you want to do some consulting, coaching, training, it's on your heart, you know, follow it. It's the best stage to be at. And I was able to move closer to my son this last fall and his family, and I'm able to work from anywhere. So for me, that's really interesting. I get to work from anywhere and everywhere. So I think that's the best thing right now.
Yeah. Flexibility would be nice. And the work is very rewarding as well. So that's amazing. Yeah. So share with us a little bit about your company and kind of the services that you offer to these organizations and chambers of commerce, and kind of help give us all a little more perspective to where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking that. But mainly, I feel like I help chambers reach their goals and their potential. Right now, my work takes me all across the U.S., I think 29 states and throughout Canada. And I think I enjoy everything about conferences, and I miss this, but I really love the impact that my work can have in my business on working on site with chambers, really creating customized recruitment and engagement tools and plans and helping to implement these tools. Not like, here's some new tools you can do. Good luck. I'm a part of implementing them, kind of shifting that culture of how chambers view membership. And I think a lot of that is also with those board sessions. How do you shift culture of how you're doing your work now? That's a lot of what I do. And right now there's a lot of interest in that. Right now we have to do new operations and a new direction for our operations. So I think that in a nutshell, I just work with hands-on with chambers. I create the tools with them. We do the training. We implement strategies for growth. And that's my most exciting part.
That is awesome. You know, as you started off that response and talked about helping chambers achieve their goals and their potential. Potential is one of those words that just, whenever I hear it, my ears perk up. And it's kind of a trigger word for me to kind of remind me personally of my potential. And I hope these chambers and organizations you work with can recognize the impact they can make and the real potential that they have. And that can be a whole nother discussion that we could get into about potential, but it's a very powerful word. So as we look into our topic for discussion today, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be talking about testimonial strategies. On the IOM webinar, as you were presenting there, I was having these thoughts of different directions that chambers can go with gathering testimonial strategies, but then ways that they can broadcast it and repurpose the testimonial strategies to get it out to their membership and potential, there's that word again, potential members. But why don't you share with us some of the different strategies that you've seen that work well, maybe why they work, and it just kind of the spectrum that you've seen.
Yeah, well, I think what I'd like to start with is just talking about that. Like, why do I even need a strategy for testimonials, right? And thinking about, okay, why we need the strategy, then how do we use that strategy in those tools? And then maybe we can wrap up a little bit on how do we get those testimonials then. But I think for the strategy, I always talk about is it's like reviews. When we think about, before we download an app on our phone, our tablet, our computers, what do? We read the reviews. I can't think of anyone who doesn't read a review on an app. Same thing when we purchase almost anything today, anything we're spending money on, I feel like we read reviews like crazy to see other people's thoughts, other people's impression, good and bad, right? So we want to do that same thing for your members, your potential members, your sponsors, any opportunity that someone has to invest with you, we want to have those reviews ready for them. So the strategy is to think of it as reviews and diverse. We want to make sure we've got lots of different types of companies, different size members. A lot of people say, well, I can get them from my board. But let's go deeper than your board. Your board is your board, you know, right? Yeah. The board's always going to say something nice, right, Brandon?
They have a vested interest. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So we want to make sure that we're also getting that just Joe Schmo member out there that's having a great experience. And we'll talk about how to get those from them as we go through here, talking a little bit, I think. But and then so you get those members diverse, and then the benefits. All the different things. It might be some advocacy work. It might be obviously networking. It could be the website analytics. It could be a program that you offer, training. Just make sure we get all these different types of feedback and reviews along with the different types of companies and members and the different DNA, the makeup of these companies, different generations, diversity. Really think of that when they're doing reviews. So that's part of the strategy, I feel like.
Yeah. So with the diversity, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I think we can probably wrap back around to that maybe a little bit further in our discussion about why it's so important to have a diverse amount of reviews in your testimonial strategies. So let's maybe kind of dog ear that to come back to.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do that too. And also make sure in your strategy, are there written ones as well as video ones? We know the power of video right now, right? We know the power of audio. We're here on that today. And then make sure they're written too, because when we talk about how we want to implement some of these, we'll want to talk about these different platforms or formats that we can use. But remember in your strategy too, Brandon, I think it's important that they think about recruitment, renewals for membership, sponsorships, basically any revenue producing area we need to have reviews on. Just like any product that you're buying, you know, online, you have reviews for that specific. So we want to have specific feedback and reviews on all the different ways that someone can invest money with you, basically.
That is very good. And hopefully listeners of this show have read some of the reviews for Chamber Chat Podcast. There's some great ones out there. So
yeah. Exactly. I bet for you, that's a huge tool, isn't it? Because you're only as good as your last review in many ways.
It absolutely is. And I'll put out that shameless plug, please. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review so others that are checking can get that out there. And I have, you know, from time to time taken reviews and read them on the show, you know, at the introduction of the show. So I think it helps with some of that reinforcement, you know, as others are listening to the show to be able to see what other people are getting out of it. And if you're the person leaving the review, it's kind of neat to see yourself, you know, being promoted out there. So
that's right. And Brandon, that's one of the key strategies. We'll talk a little bit more as we go, but just what you said there, you're showing kind of that someone's kind of thought leader in the industry, you're reading off that chamber's name. The same thing, when you end up using these reviews and some of the ways that we're going to talk about, you're right on, because right there, if I want to use a review on ABC company, when I promote, I'm going to be promoting their company every time I use that testimonial or that review. So I'm now promoting their company each time I use their testimonial or review. So what business isn't going to want to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a free way of advertising for them. Get them out in the community for sure.
It sure is. So yeah, definitely.
So when you see this as a strategy, how do you put that strategy to use? What would be kind of that format or template, if there is one, of how you would go about implementing a strategy?
Yeah, some of the tools or the ways I'd like to use them. I think one of the most powerful ways that we can use them, and very few are using it this way, is especially in the written format, but video you could do this also, but is to collect those testimonials. Now you're getting ready to email either a prospect who's interested in membership, maybe a renewal that you're trying to really get that renewal to come in, or even a sponsor perhaps that you're looking to really get an appointment with. Some of this you might use an email just to get some time on the phone together. When you send that email, in the body of the email or under your email signature, if you were to include a testimonial or a review, that's what might get you the actual appointment, more so than anything you've said in your email in many ways, because now they've seen what this company says about you, and now they want some of that too. But it's really important that when you are emailing someone, you're pulling out a testimonial or a review to use that kind of fits the DNA of that company, or maybe it's a benefit testimonial on a benefit you know would be important to a company like this. So you want to make sure to match them, not just pull one out and attach it. Have a strategy. What one will talk to this particular person and company, and include that in that email. And it's amazing the difference that can make in securing a phone appointment or an in-face appointment one day again. So that's, I think, one of the strongest ways we can use them, right?
And I think that goes back to the diversity in the reviews, which is where I was hoping we could kind of tie it back together. If you have a wide amount of diversity of the different types of reviews, then you can make that matching and pair that up as you're sending out a renewal. You could include a testimonial of somebody in a similar industry, maybe not a direct competitor, but somebody that is somebody that can, you know, attest to the value that they get out of the chamber. And maybe, hopefully, some of these testimonials are showing value in some non-traditional ways and ways that most members may not think of value coming from the chamber. Mm-hmm. And that'll just help support more of that, the value proposition the chamber has to provide.
Yep. And that's exactly right. The more diverse you have, the bigger pool of testimonials to choose from, you can match it so much easier in that way. And again, you know, getting that appointment's your key goal so often, so you can do that. They're going to say more than you could ever say yourself. Exactly. And again, it's that storytelling, right? That's been around for years. Testimonials have been around for years. It's how we use them. And once you have that, Brandon, just like for yours, when you get those, using them in your social media, you can see in my LinkedIn profile, if you go pull up my Sherry Pash LinkedIn profile, I plant those throughout my profile, even in my about section and such. You can use them as on Facebook. You can be thanking a member for some fantastic feedback. We love partnering with companies like this. Use them on the website. So, but again, and just really promoting that member company. Hey, you know, again, I can be really promoting your company if you're comfortable with this feedback. Something like that. So
yeah, for sure. I can see, like you said, social media. I can see, I mean, we look at memes all the time on social media, right? I mean, if you had a little template card with maybe a nice headshot of the owner of the business or whoever's giving the testimonial with a little segment, it doesn't even have to be the whole testimonial, but just a little segment, a snippet of what they have to say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as people are scrolling through their social media feed, they're just looking for the little bits. They're not going to stop and read a whole paragraph, but get the good valuable stuff, put it out there, and then you can repurpose it in other ways to have that longer form written content, or you could go a video route, which I think would be really cool to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other ways that you think of or that you've seen work well?
Yeah, I think even leaving a voicemail message for somebody, when you can give them that little teaser, you know, hey, as an example, I want to share a success story from a business like yours, just a teaser word or two. You know, member businesses share that their website clicks have increased by 30% through the Chamber's directory. You know, it was an uptick of 200 clicks for them. Well, I'd like to talk with you about what type of success that type of success would mean to your business, perhaps. Something like that. Use them in your conversations, in your when you're talking about a return on investment, make sure to put those stories with it. People always want to hear other people, not just we do this for you, but this is what happens when your investment goes to work for you, and sharing those. I think just using them in our everyday conversations with anything that we're talking with an investment, again, I think it's important to use them in that way. So in print with your emails, I should say, not necessarily in print, but in your emails, in your phone messages, in your social media, on your website, and just general conversations. Everyone in your And the beauty of having these is kind of in a library of sorts on a Word document or in a file for your audio ones is that everyone in your team, all your staff, and if you're not a big staff and you have volunteers, but everybody has access to those where they can use those stories. They can share those stories because they don't all know those stories.
That's right. And I'm thinking, as you're talking, my mind is just racing with all these different options and ways to do this. I love the whole discussion. I'm seeing, being that I'm in the podcast kind of segment, I'm seeing more and more chambers that are starting to introduce their own podcasts. And mm-hmm. how cool would that be if you collected several of these testimonials and you started each episode of your chamber podcast with a testimonial, hopefully in that person's voice, you know, get them to record it on audio. Or you could do the video route and have a YouTube channel dedicated to testimonials, and then you have your library there so you can plug in a link as you, you know, send out emails or you know, have them embedded on your website and have a testimonial page that's just, you know, dozens of testimonials from you know, success stories. So
that would be so excellent, Brandon, if people would do that. That's a fantastic way to use, especially when it's the member's own voice, and then the videos for sure, when you can have a YouTube channel that has just those, you know, fed in there, and then you can put those onto your Facebook and Instagram and whatever else there is that people are using. So yeah, no, those are fantastic ways to use them. And I like the digital piece of that.
So how do you go about getting the testimonial? So we've got some great strategies how to get it out, but how do you attract those testimonials and mm-hmm. not make it seem like you're begging.
You know? Exactly. You say something nice about me, please.
That's right.
Right. And everyone I talk with, so many of the clients at conferences, I'm just not comfortable doing that. Well, this is a really easy way you can do this. You think about your day-to-day work and you think about phone calls, back when we were at events, when you talk to somebody, think about your emails, think about the compliments that you're receiving already. People send you a note, oh my gosh, thank you for introducing me to this company or da, da, da. Or, you know, gosh, you know, you guys just saved us so much money on that by supporting the advocacy bill. We just saved $10,000 or whatever at our company. These might be emails. These might be conversations. What we want to do is, especially those easy voicemails, those phone calls, those emails as they come in, turn it back around. And especially if it's an email, what they've complimented you on, don't change their words, but change the format. Write it into a testimonial, more or less, from them. And then just email it back to them and say, you know, would you be comfortable? This feedback meant so much, and I know it could help other companies. Would you be comfortable if I was to use this as a testimonial throughout our social media and when I'm talking to other companies? And during that time, I'll promote your business at the same time. Would that be all right with you? Well, who's going to say no?
Yeah.
They've already said the good things. They didn't have to do any of the work to turn it into a testimonial. And now you're going to promote my business.
Yeah.
So that's a really
easy. I think the key thing is, and promote your business at the same time.
Yes.
No one's going to say no to that. Now, when you get a video camera in front of them, that's a different story. But
that's right. Yeah, people get more nervous when you're doing so. If it's not organic like that, we can gather so many just organically because we're getting that great feedback. So now, just turning that into it. But if you know you know there's a company having some great success, or just somebody that would make a really great testimonial for you, that's where I think again you approach them. And you just talk about, one, if you want that video, it does take people a little bit more. That spur of the moment can be good because you catch them off guard and you get some great. But, you know, people sometimes like to plan, have a talking point in front of them. People get very nervous when it's video and even audio at times. So make it comfortable for them. Make it easy for them. I even will often say, you know, here's two or three keywords that I know I've heard you reference over the last few months. It would be fantastic if you could share just some words about these two or three words. It doesn't have to be long, because on social media, people don't want to listen to, you know, too long. We just want a quick snippet of your feedback on these two or three words.
Exactly. Now, my mind's racing as you're talking and just ideas. So maybe taking a step back to some of the organic ways. So you're at an event, hopefully sometime soon, talking on the phone, things like that. Is there any tips to be able to keep this on the forefront of your mind of gathering testimonials, or when somebody says something positive to think, I need to ask for a review. I can see so many, you know, chamber presidents having these great conversations and hearing great feedback, but they've got 100 other things on their plate and they're trying to move on to the next thing. So to pause, to ask for that testimonial, and how do you circle back to make sure that it actually happens?
Yeah, and that's where it's, when you're having that conversation, you're right. You all of a sudden hang the phone up and go, oh, that would have been a great testimonial.
Yeah.
So, and that's where I say, maybe even in the phone call, you don't have to remember to do it right then. It's take that great conversation, because it's probably part of a larger conversation you're having right then. But then as soon as you're off the phone, I would then take what you heard them say and actually write it back to them as a testimonial. See, as we talked yesterday or today or this afternoon or whatever, it really touched me that you had shared that kind of feedback. And this is what I heard you say. I've typed it into kind of a format of some feedback, and then going right into that. Would you be comfortable if I used your words to help other companies have the same success you had? Now, if it's a larger company, they may not care about the exposure, but most do. And so building, so it's not like you have to do it right then, but then just keep that on your to-do list every day. Testimonials, until the habit gets formed. Or just think back through your calls over the last two or three days even. And I think if you did once a week like that, even you're going to recall those calls, and it's okay to follow up a couple days later.
Yeah.
Because it is hard when you're in the moment.
Yeah. So, and my thought as you were giving that response is, I had heard, I can't remember who I heard it from or when or anything, but the suggestion was to, as a business owner, to build equity in your business every day. Yes. And that may be, you know, an equity strategy is gathering testimonials, gathering reviews. So as a chamber professional, if you're thinking, how can I add equity each day? And maybe, you know, put that into your calendar where you spend 3 minutes and think about something positive somebody said, and then jot down a note and send them an email, some way to add equity to your chamber.
I love that. That's a fantastic way. And what value is there to people's feedback of what you do? Talk about equity. That's fantastic. Yep. I like that a lot. So, yeah. And remember too that, you know, I'm a big LinkedIn person, as a lot of people know. You can ask for those recommendations right through that system too, which sometimes makes it easy. It's a drop down, da, 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 da. In two or three sentences, I'll say to somebody, you know, I know when we've been working, you mentioned this again, those two or three keywords, and I only need two or three sentences because we don't need a paragraph. We don't need, you know, volume. And some people will say, oh, two or three words and two or three, so I can do that. And they pump it back out to you, and then it's attached to your LinkedIn profile. But the best part, you copy it out of there and you use it all over the place again.
Yep. Yeah.
So find the easy way to get them for yourself, for sure.
I mean, the bottom line thing that I'm getting out of this is you gather the testimonials and then repurpose the heck out of them. I mean,
that's exactly right. You get one, you use it 10 times.
That's right.
Or 10 ways, I should say. Yes, exactly.
And it's supporting that business. So
exactly. That's the key words. And I'll be promoting your business at the same time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think you've shared a ton of great value, ways for a chamber to add equity to their organization. But if you were to take from our whole discussion, what would be maybe one action item that a chamber professional can do to help take their chamber up to the next level? Where should they get started?
With these testimonials, I would say the main thing is start gathering them. Just get relevant testimonials. Get that diverse DNA of the makeup of the companies and the people, and get the testimonials. So I can only just say one. You know, it's got to be two, because once you gather them, implement them.
Yes.
But it's that simple. We just have to be very intentional, like you were talking about. How are you intentional? Get that testimonial and just start. If nothing else, just start using them in your emails, and then figure out how to use them the rest of the way through.
And I would also add, I mean, if you're a chamber president, CEO listening right now, if that ask is coming from you directly rather than a membership director or marketing, I think it's going to carry so much more weight, and that member is going to feel that importance of, you know, the chamber president's asking for this. I'm going to do it. So I think that'll help with the follow through.
And sometimes I think we, in chambers, we forget the kind of the credibility or integrity we carry. And for a business to have the president of the chamber ask for their feedback like that can really mean a lot to a business.
Absolutely.
They recognize them.
That they know they're being seen.
That's a
level of value that they're getting out of their membership. That it's kind of that intangible value.
I always talk about too, there's like an emotional value to membership that we rarely talk about, but that's one of those emotions that I'm seen, I'm important, I'm a part of our business community, and I'm recognized. And there's a lot to that emotional piece of our investment.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So Sherry, I like to ask this question to everybody that I have on the Chamber Chat podcast, but as we look to the future, and I know right now the water's a little murky, but as we look to the future of Chambers of Commerce, how do you see their purpose going forward?
You know, that's a really good question. We know, chambers serve a lot of roles, and the communities vary so much. Some are festival driven, some are corporate and business driven. And definitely purpose has to be evolving right now. But I think maybe as each defines their purpose, maybe, I think it's key that chambers, maybe whatever your purpose is, that you begin to be seen more as visionaries, maybe instead of, and I hate to say in some cases, as event managers. And I think that's had to change through this time. So it kind of goes back to the brand of a chamber, but basically they need to have that visionary. They need to be inspiring their members, their staff, their community, really just have a really clear vision of where they're going. But I also think that one of the purposes is going to be kind of that convener of information and resources that they've played such a key role in during this pandemic. And I think partnerships are going to evolve as something very important as a strategy and how we kind of become more of a resource and a success tool for business, I think. So I think partnerships is definitely something that's going to come forward. So I'm not sure the purpose is going to definitely change. I don't think we're going to be just event organizations. And anyone who's been at a conference I've spoke at knows I've been pushing this for a while. And all of, I mean, so many chambers have evolved to so much more than just events. But that message is so key now of what is your purpose, you know? And, you know, I think through this pandemic, Brandon, really quick, is I think chambers have really rebranded themselves in many cases. I think the chambers that were kind of known more for ribbon cuttings and networking, I think those chambers have had this opportunity to really showcase all the work they do beyond that. And they've really shown the relevance. And I think they've shined, and I think they're going to show they have a different purpose than what maybe they have been perceived as having. So I think that some of it's, you're going to actually get recognized for the work that you are doing and have been doing. So that's just my take on it. I think the purpose is definitely changing and evolving, though. And we have to look at membership differently as well. There has to be the value conversations now. And we've got to move away from that transaction. I'm giving you $500 for membership. I want $500 back in value. Yeah. And so that's a whole big, I've been working for 3 months here on recovery sessions. And I'm going to be starting to do some full day recovery sessions at the very soon this fall. So, and that's one thing we talk about, you know, is how do we move into these other realms with our membership at this point.
So you had mentioned in that response that you see, you had mentioned the partnerships that you see coming out of this. What type of partnerships are you envisioning, coming out?
You know, and I think that's a great question. And I think definitely with different nonprofits, I think with maybe some of the youth organizations even to start to tackle some of the workforce pieces that are going to be so critical as we go forward. I think that's really important. I've seen some really great partnerships even with the schools. And I know there's a lot of chambers listening that are already into those realms as well. But I do think it's going to be partnerships that will help our members, and everyone's is going to be a little bit different on what their key areas are, but I do think it's going to be collaborative efforts and really anything that's developing your businesses. I'd love to see more partnerships with how do we create kind of business in a box type feel? What kind of organizations do we need to bring together? Is it with a university or college in the area that can put together true training to help our businesses become visionaries, more or less? How do they put that into their product or service? They have this great product or service, but how do I become a great entrepreneur? So obviously there's a lot of partnerships in that way as well. But there's just such a variety. It could be even partnerships when you are trying to do those events, those big nonprofit type charitable events and such. So I don't have a really black and white answer on that and where the partnerships lie, because I think there's such a value for every community to research who, by the person and by the organizations, who do I need to be collaborative with, and realize we have to become collaborative. You know, I hate to even say the words, but do we need to do partnerships with our own chambers? Do we need to bring some of our smaller chambers partnering with a larger chamber to do some of their marketing, some of their membership, but keep an identity in the small community still? So there's a lot of, that's a whole another conversation there, but yeah. I think partnerships are key.
Great response, though. And the whole reason I asked that was just to kind of stoke some of those ideas. So as people are listening, they can think, that makes sense in my community. So awesome. Thank you for that. That was kind of an unexpected question, but great response. So
awesome. Thank you.
Well, Sherry, I wanted to thank you for joining us today on Chamber Chat Podcast. You've shared some great ideas about gathering and sharing testimonial strategies. Would you just take a moment and share maybe the best ways for listeners to reach out to you if they have any questions about what we discussed, or if they wanted to connect with you offline or bring you in to help their chamber, or however they wanted to reach out?
Okay, yeah, definitely. You can reach me by emails, always fantastic way. It's Sherry, Shari, at sherrypash.com. So my website is just that, Sherry, Shari, Pash, P as in Paul, A-S-H. .com. So Sherry at sherrypash.com, super easy. And LinkedIn, find me on LinkedIn, connect with me there too.
That's perfect. We will put links to all of that on our show notes page, which will be found at chamberchatpodcast.com/episode86. But again, Sherry, thank you for spending time with us today. I think you delivered a lot of value. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Brandon, thank you. Thanks for having me on today. I sure appreciate it. Thanks for all the good work you're doing for Chambers, too. I keep hearing your name and Chamber Podcast everywhere. So it's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to have to get a testimonial of that.
I will write one for sure. It only got to be a couple sentences, right?
That's right.
Definitely. I will do that when we're done here. Thank you.
If you are a chamber professional, please subscribe to Chamber Chat Podcast in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. When you subscribe to Chamber Chat Podcast, new episodes will show up in your podcast app each week as they are released. If you're finding value in this podcast, please leave us a rating and a review in iTunes. But most importantly, please share Chamber Chat Podcast with your colleagues that are in the industry.